I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan's notorious blasphemy laws and vigilante mob violence claim another victim. The details coming up. Then later, we'll talk about spiritual freedom on the U.S. Independence Day. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where lawmakers passed a resolution condemning mob lynchings after a man was burned alive for alleged blasphemy. He was detained at a local police station, then dragged out by a mob and set on fire. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says Pakistan's notorious blasphemy laws frequently lead to violence against Christians.
The rumor of blasphemy is enough to gin up one of these mobs to attack Christians in Pakistan. It doesn't really require evidence. It certainly doesn't require proof. Someone tosses out an accusation and the mob swings into action. Christian homes are burned. People are beaten.
Legal responses to blasphemy law fallout, like the National Assembly of Pakistan's resolution, are typically quite rare.
It's very difficult to find people who will publicly stand up and say, hey, we need to do something different here. We literally have had people speak out against the blasphemy law at the airport as they were fleeing the country because they know they're painting a target right on their own back.
But hope remains.
One of the miracles of the gospel is the fact that people do respond. Even radical Muslims are drawn to that message.
Pray for Saul to Paul conversions among radical Muslims in Pakistan.
Of a loving Savior who sacrificed himself on their behalf instead of demanding that they sacrifice on his behalf.
Next, Syria may be broken by over a decade of war. Yet Muslim Syrians are turning to Christ as they discover his truth. It doesn't change today's tough circumstances, but knowing Jesus provides hope for tomorrow. Voice of the Martyrs Canada partner Fayez Youssef is a pastor in the Middle East North Africa region.
The battles that Syria have seen in the cities and from home to home, from street to street, is over. But the results of it is very difficult.
With help from VOM Canada, believers are reaching out to Syria's next generation.
Many, many children, they are not in regular schools. Some of them, they lost their parents, so they are growing as orphans. You're talking about a traumatized generation.
Nearly 7 million Syrians are displaced inside the country, while over 5 million live as refugees in neighboring countries. Islamic State violence drove a mass exodus of Christians out of Syria in 2014 and 2015. But those who remain today shine brightly.
It's the natural role of a church to be light in darkness and to show God's love and God's mercy towards the people and share the good news. The church in Syria is doing a great job.
And today is Independence Day here in the U.S., a time of parades, cookouts, fireworks, and this year, a long holiday weekend. Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free, walks alongside those who fought for our freedom, helping veterans heal from the past and win life's battles. Marty Johnson with Warriors Set Free says their aftercare program for individuals and families is growing.
Because the enemy wants us to isolate. He's going to want you to stay away from people.
Traditionally, Warriors Set Free helps veterans and first responders find healing in Christ through what it calls a freedom appointment. The bonds formed through this experience can wither over time, but Warriors Set Free keeps believers engaged and connected through intentional fellowship. One group course, developed by Reboot Recovery, helps veterans and their spouses deal with complex or multi-layered trauma.
What we do is called Military Reboot. And it's a 12-week course that touches on trauma. And a lot of the trauma that we deal with doesn't just come from the military or first responder culture. It's a lot of stuff that happens to us when we're young.
As veterans find freedom from the heavy burden called trauma, they become better tools in the hands of God. Got questions? We'll connect you with Warriors Set Free at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.